This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The White House on Monday hailed the extension of the Israel-Hamas truce for another 2 days, which will result in the release of another 20 hostages.
We'd certainly like to see even that extension extended further until all the hostages are released. That's really the goal here, get all the hostages home with their families where they belong, and we, you know, however long that could take.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said U.S. President Joe Biden has been deeply engaged in the negotiations, including speaking with the Emir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, over the weekend. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. As freed hostages return to Israel, details of their captivity have emerged. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Emotions were high as released hostages Sharon Avigdori and her 12-year-old daughter Noam Avigdori reunited with their family after weeks in captivity. Information about the conditions of captivity of the 58 hostages has been tightly controlled, but family members of the released hostages have begun to share details about their loved ones' experiences. Merav Raviv, whose three relatives were released, said they had been fed irregularly and had eaten mainly rice and bread, and had slept on rows of chairs pushed together in a room that looks like a reception area. I'm Karen Chamas.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres described an extended truce between Israel and Palestinian militants Hamas on Monday as a glimpse of hope and humanity, but warned it was not enough time to meet the AIDS needs of the Gaza Strip. The United Nations has been delivering some humanitarian aid to Gaza via the Rafah border crossing.